Chapter 7. The Holy Grail. One day Sir Galahad and the other knights sat at the round table. Suddenly there was a bright light. A gold goblet appeared and moved above the round table. There was a white cloth on the goblet. Nobody in the room spoke. Nobody moved. When the vision disappeared, everybody started to ask questions. "What was that? Where did it go?" they asked. "Our Lord Jesus used that goblet at the Last Supper," said King Arthur. "We call it the Holy Grail."
"It's the most beautiful thing in the world. I have to see it again without the cloth."
Yes! Let's look for the Holy Grail. This will be the greatest adventure of the Knights of the Round Table."
King Arthur was very sad. "This adventure is very dangerous," he said. "A lot of brave knights will die." The next morning, Sir Lancelot left Camelot with his son and the other knights. He looked for the Grail for many months. One night, Sir Lancelot saw the Grail in a dream, but an angel didn't permit him to touch it.
"I'm not a good knight, because I love Queen Guinevere," he thought. "That's why I can't find the Holy Grail."
Sir Lancelot was very sad. In the morning, Sir Lancelot thought,
"I have to look for the Holy Grail. It's my destiny. I'll try to be a perfect knight. I won't return to Camelot. I'll never see Queen Guinevere again. Then perhaps I'll see the Holy Grail again before I die."
After many months, Sir Lancelot came to a castle. He went up some stairs in the castle. He came to a closed door.
"Sir Lancelot,"
said a voice,
"you can see the Holy Grail, but you can't go into the room."
The door opened, and Sir Lancelot saw the Grail. It was on a golden table. Sir Lancelot tried to walk into the room. A strong, hot wind stopped him. Sir Lancelot fell down outside the door. Some women in the castle looked after Sir Lancelot. He was very ill for a long time. After a few months, Sir Galahad came to the castle. He found his father, Sir Lancelot. Sir Lancelot was asleep. The women took Sir Galahad to the closed door. A voice said,
"Sir Galahad, you're the best knight in the world. Go into the room. You will see the Holy Grail."
The door opened, and Sir Galahad walked into the room. He saw the Grail on a golden table. Sir Galahad knelt in front of the table. He kissed the Grail. Then he fell down in front of the table. He smiled, and his heart stopped. Sir Galahad died happy.
"Nobody will see the Holy Grail again," said the voice.
The golden table and the Grail disappeared. At last, Sir Lancelot woke up. He buried his son, Sir Galahad, and then he returned to Camelot. He was still very weak and ill.